Eretz Yisrael, exactly a month ago, I went into the Sfarim store by the mirror. As Usher took me to the Sfarim store there, and they already had the Agadas out, and I bought the Agada from Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, and his Sefer is Evan Yisrael, and we've over the years mentioned him many, many times. I didn't have this Agada, so I bought the Agada, and then on the plane home, I started to read. He has halachas at the beginning, and then he has divrei agada. So I wanted to speak about one of the shilas that he talks about, which is a bachur in yeshiva. And I don't really understand what he's trying to say, but we'll try together to understand the chiyuv bedika. Many people are going away for chol hamoed, and many people, whether it's going to hotels or whether they're going up to the country. And the question is when to do the bedikah, what needs a bedikah, and we'll really talk about the shul. Is there a chiyuv bedikah on the shul? Whose chiyuv bedikah is it? Is it my chiyuv bedikah? I'm the Rav. Is it the Gabbai's chiyuv bedikah? Is everyone mechuyev to do a bedikah because this is everyone's home and we should all come here to check our talesim bedikah at night? So that is what we're going to speak about, but in order to show you how I started this, we're going to go through some of the basic halachas and bedikas chametz that we tend to forget, and from there we'll go to the more in-depth question. So as you can see on the sheet, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, most of it is just telling you his minig, which is our minig. He put out 10 pieces of bread. He wrapped the bread and didn't just leave the bread out, as I've often said, put it in a Ziploc bag. And this way, there will be no crumbs, and we don't have to be worried about using then the feather, which we spoke about in the past, what is the need of the feather. In your test, he says that he used to wear his hat. When he would make the bracha, he's doing a mitzvah, so you do a mitzvah, you should be dressed properly. He wore his hat, and he wore, obviously, his jacket, and it was the way to show his preparation to doing the mitzvah. He then very interesting in Chaf. I thought the Olam would find this to be interesting. Lakachner, so he did take a candle. We spoke about in the past, you could use a flashlight. Loi Lakachnoitz, he didn't take the feather, as I mentioned to you. It really doesn't seem to be any reason for the feather. That seems just to be able to be given to the children. Uliisav Apsisin, this is so interesting. I never saw anyone else do this. When he gathered the pieces, Ayolakech Kupsis Hakartin, he took the box. The box that he would use on sukkah. And that box is where he would put the chametz in. So I don't know if anybody still has the box that they still use. Very good, as Rabbi said. You did it's a chiddush to me, it's not even doing a mitzvah. It's a hiddur mitzvah. He went ahead and took something which was used for a hiddur mitzvah, and it's not even a hiddur mitzvah. I don't know how nice his box looked like. But he used this box. I don't know if anybody. But that was one chiddush that I saw. That it's a chiddush to show that even like a Rumi said, he goes so far that even something that was used for a hiddur mitzvah, he went ahead and used it now again for another hiddur mitzvah. I used it for one hiddur. That's a yisoid gadol that even for a hiddur mitzvah to do that. Drunken Esther, you already, I assume, you didn't make jam out of it?
No, that's so
okay, but we do use the lulav that we have for the wood to make the fire. So here we have an additional, we're using all the items of Sukkot, and we're using it on Pesach. Okay, another question the Olam always asks about turning off the lights in the room. So Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, number Chafalov, Hachadar, Mevayis, Heichen, Shayadolik. He left the lights on where they were left out. He left them like that too. Lehidik, Velakiba, Beis HaAbedik. He didn't open and close, and we've discussed this in the past. Light is generally sufficient, according to the halacha. The candles is the Gemara. We learned the Gemara in Pesachim, so we can therefore satisfy halacha by using both. The next one is a very interesting question. I don't know if anybody ever thought about this, but do you have to check the bathroom? Bedikas chametz. Should that be included in the when you're checking your house? Do you check the Beis HaKiseh or not? So he says like this, Baduk Laraner, he did check on the ground, by the walls, all through the house. Va'avar b'chol achadar, he went through every room. V'chein badak b'cheder Beis HaKiseh. He also checked the Beis HaKiseh. the other paiskim I did look at, they don't seem to mention the Beis HaKiseh, not because, if you, the Olam remembers, a number of years ago I did give a shiur, if someone has the only window to the street is in the bathroom, could he put his Ner Chanukah there? Does he light his Chanukah in the bathroom or not? Maybe you don't do mitzvahs in a bathroom. So we had a whole shaila about that, although maybe why not? It's Parsumei Nisa. It's a chayfitz of mitzvah. I could bring it into the Beis HaKiseh. So we said that it's not so beautiful to do the mitzvah that way, but lahalacha, you could put your Ner Chanukah that people see. But we don't definitely would not use that window. We should, especially now, we don't need really the Parsumei Nisa, the Rabbim of the Tzibur, it's for our home. So therefore the Paiskim seem to say not to do it. But to do Bedikas Chametz on the Beis HaKiseh, I'm doing part of the mitzvah Bedika, but here it's different. It's I have to get rid of the Chametz if there's Chametz in the Beis HaKiseh. It seems from the bottom, I didn't bring the bottom of it, but in 189, he does discuss if maybe in Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, there were a lot of children and a lot of grandchildren, and they used to bring food into the bathroom. We are not eating in the bathroom. And the Olam will remember, not that it is halachically usur, but we don't do that, and we don't bring food into the bathroom. So most of the other place can feel that the bathroom is a makam she'ein nichnasim by chametz. You don't bring in chametz. And to go out and do bedikas on the shampoos and the soaps, we already said you're allowed to use them according to many paiskim anyway. So there would be no need to get rid of it. You don't have to do bedik on that. La halacha lemaisa then, yes, if there are children, I saw the paiskim say that if there are children and if they do run around with the food and you have no idea where they take the food, they many times like to go to the bathroom, so you have to do bedikas chametz on the bathroom also. But if there's adults and you know your kids are not, you don't have little children, grandchildren running around the home, so then it's not needed to check because it's a makam she'ein machnisin by chametz. Usually do not take chametz into the bathroom. Okay, the question, now I got to his question. What I did was, he does speak about this very briefly in the Agada, but he's then, on the bottom, it says he wrote about a tshuva about this. If the Olam could learn this tshuva with me, I don't even know how to, it's hard to translate what he says over here and understanding the halacha. Nishalti, he says like this, I was asked, Mibachar ben yeshiva, shenasa kvar abaisi, he already left Eretz Yisrael, ubecheder shina, and his dormitory room, shalai, he didn't do a bedika. I had the boys this week, I met many of them, they said, I asked him, once I saw the shayla, I said, no, did you do a bedika? No, we didn't do a bedika. I said, why do you make it do a bedika? It's not ours. It's the dorm is belongs to somebody else. Whether it's a yeshiva, it belongs to the yeshiva. V'yesham pirurim. There are crumbs she'en and shava prutu. And there are crumbs that are not a shava prutu. Why does he say they're not a shava prutu? You'll see in a moment. Aval heim levad loisha. You can't sell them to the guy. You're not selling less than a shava prutu to the guy. If you did not do a bedikas chametz and you have crumbs all over, you have to get rid of it. Have a chiyah bedika. Let's remember that. Bittul works, but according to the Rabbanan, you still need a bedikas chametz. If I still need a bedikas chametz, and they were there within 30 days, so now that they have to do bedikas chametz, and you can't sell those crumbs to a guy because they're worthless. How are you going to sell something which is not a shava prutah to the guy? So what? My yasa, what should these bachrim do? So assuming that they did not leave macaroni and they didn't leave bread, it's just they didn't. They have crumbs over there because they didn't clean up, right? We know what a dormitory looks like. We know what the deers of our kids look like. There's definitely crumbs all over the place. So where's the bedika? Well, let's see what he says. Venera, what should you do? Well, you have to make a kinyu with someone. So give it as a present to the manal or the Rosh Yeshiva. How are you going to give it to the Rosh Yeshiva? Oh, you take kinyan agav. Agav means you're going to be makna the area together with the chametz. Sheyikne loy ma sheyesh loy b'she'ela b'chedroy. I don't know what those words mean. So you're going to be makna to him what you have in your room. Then the manal is going to go to the Rosh Yeshiva, es makam acheder, the gama chamesh shebesaych acheder. So now he's kainit, because you're maknit to the manal. So the manal, then yachal amaychri and anachri. Then he will go ahead and sell it to the guy when he sells his own chametz.
What are you maknit,
chametz
or the room?
So to the Rosh Yeshiva, you're being maknit, you need the room. But once the Rosh Yeshiva has it, so now he owns it, he'll be makna kinyan agav his land. He's not going to be makna.
The kid has a violation of the room.
Oh, that's what we have to discuss. That's what we have to know. That's why I'm not sure what he's talking.
He's saying he has to be makna in order that he owns the makna to be able to. Right. He can't become an agav unless he owns the karka.
I know. So now the manal owns the property.
So how does he do it? We'll see
if that's how he seems to say. It says. Give it a manal or Rosh Hashiva the kinyan agav she yiknu loy ma she yesh loy
the
she'ela b'chedra. He's borrowed the room because that's where he sleeps the whole year, so it's a borrowed room.
No, he asks. He has to ask.
No, he doesn't, because why? He's why would he have to do that? It's his room. He sleeps there.
Doesn't own the place.
So what does it help? We'll see. Let's see. It's very hard. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Those words are a little bit. I'm trying to understand. What does that mean? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, and this is really what's the chiyuv b'dikas chametz? Who has to check here? Let's think about this. It's the boy's chametz. He has a bedika, or maybe no, the room is owned by the yeshiva. If it's owned by the yeshiva, if you have a guest in your house, the guest doesn't have to do bedikas chametz, it's my house. If it's my house, then I'm doing bedikas chametz. It may be his chametz, but he doesn't, chiyuv bedika is on the house. If I have stam chametz somewhere, so be mevatel the chametz, it's not in anybody's house. If I have chametz in some random place, in makam of that could be hefker, so be mafker the chametz. I don't have to do bedikas chametz, I have to do bedikas chametz on my house. My summer home, my car, they're all my house. So why is he doing a bedikah here in the first? What's the problem? Just be mafker it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, Bachurim, I'm reading you from Halicha Shleima, Bachurim Adarim B'Yeshiva, he holds, no, that they're chayiv. Then Baitkin Arba Asar, if they're there, they make a bracha. So Bachurim that are, now, if you're going to learn like Rav Shlomo Zalman, you see that they have a regular chiyah bedikah. If they have a regular chiyah bedikah, that means if they left 2 weeks ago, so they also have to do a chiyuv, they have to check. They're not going to be there on Pesach. They would check without a bracha. Because he seems to say, let's read the bottom here. So on the bottom of the Halicha Shleima, he explains of Shlomo Zalman, Ho, Yovah Chamet Shalem, it's their Chamet. Mutalos Shalem, Chayvus Labadika. Va'afal pi, Shebein Azmanim, Lo Yeshusham, they're not there. Nikol Makam, Ha'choshev Amakam, Kisho'ol Lehem. It's already Shol to them. It's theirs. In other words, the whole time it's theirs. V'gam Oz, if they really wanted to stay Bein Azmanim, they have a right to. So is he saying if you have a yeshiva and they don't let you stay, that Allah is different? He seems to say that. Gam Ashirin Sham Svarim. Then look what he adds. They leave Svarim there. They leave all of their other belongings there. So it's there. It's still borrowed to them. Oh, it's borrowed. It's Yochiyah Bedika. L'chein M'chiyavim B'Bedika. The M'chiyavim B'Bedika. Unless there's in law yeshayesh mamona mitaman al say shiva lived like a chametz, if someone else is going to do it for them, this gets very complicated. That's why it's in parentheses over it. Even if someone else if my chiyah bedika, I have to make a mishliach. If I have a chiyah bedika and someone does it for me, I didn't do my mitzvah bedika. I have to tell you to do bedikas chametz for me. I have to make you a shliach. If I don't make a shliach, I lost that on my mitzvah bedika.
Is he talking in the case here that people plan on being in the dorm on the dira of the yontif?
He's saying they could. They technically could. And even if they're not. Saying even if they're not, I do have my stuff still there. My quote.
If it's locked up, nobody's going to be there. Why should a bittul be enough?
Oh, because it's within 30 days. They already have a chiyah bedika. They were there 2 weeks ago. You're right. If they would have left 2 weeks, a month before Purim, so then that's it. They locked it up. Better than a bedika.
Chiyah bedika is in order not to have.
But we see from the Gemara that once there's a chiyah bedika, you can't get out of it. And that's what I was telling someone else. Once you have a chiyah bedika, that's it. You can't get out of it. I was there with the Gemara. They should have done a bedika then. They didn't do it. They still have to do it. That's what we see. You can't get rid of the chiyah bedika. What's he saying? They're not going back.
So they're not going back only.
Even after Pesach.
Oh, so then depends on what their the shail is over. They took everything home with them. So then you're right. They took everything home.
So they're not going, not being in their place only works if you weren't there for 30
right, years. Right, exactly. Because once you were there, you already have a chiyah bedika to get rid of the chametz.
Because
unless they sell it. Okay, then they could sell it to the guy. But are they? Then we're getting into the shul. They have a right to sell it.
The kid goes home, does bedika in his room at home. Is he yoytzes chiyah bedika?
Very good. So that we're going to see. But he still has to get... But what's he doing with his bedika's chametz in Eretz Yisrael? He still needed to do something. Because you sold it, that's why. You're selling your chametz. So that's my next child. Do they have a right to sell it? It's not them selling it. They don't own it. How could they sell it? They don't own it.
So you could split it?
Very good. So it must be that they definitely are going to have to sell it. So they are definitely going to have to write in the shtar the dira, because according, but they can't do it in America if they, well, they could because they're here now for Pesach, unless they're somewhere else for Pesach. But the answer is yes, they can sell it if you're going to hold that they have enough of a bialis over it. The so look at Reb Shlomo Zalman. He says chavtes. I just to read you what he says. Chavtes on the next paragraph. He says like this: Vimeinim saim sham b'layla zeh kiragul, because everybody goes home. He's, what does Reb Shlomo Zalman say? Yivdiku b'layla achron. You have to do bedikah. Terem shi'avu lebeisam likras chaga pesach b'lay bracha. Kichocha yaitzu b'pesach kaidim yadal benisim b'slay shalajinayim shebaydik la'arneh veinam mevarach. You see clearly that they have to check because they should have done it. And that's what, yeah. Shaila is, you're doing it for them, but maybe it's their...
No,
the boys do it. Okay, the boys do it, very good. So the Rav Nissen Karelitz writes that he says a little bit more, like everyone here is saying, Hanahalas HaYeshivim, they sent us to Shusla Bachurim Lahaske Lagoy, they give him permission, Shaper dami, Vavinami, also Kinyan Agav. You know, you could use Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav means that with the room, they're getting the chametz. So they're giving me, the Hanala is giving me permission to give the room over with the chametz. Va'afshu, look what he says. But Agav is karka. The Gemara says you have something on the karka. So Agav, the karka, you can get, it doesn't have to be on the karka. That's what we do in the shtar today. Agav means that I'm giving you the karka, guy. With the karka, I'm giving you my metalkalin, right? It doesn't have to be tsrurin on the, right? It doesn't have to be tsrurin. So I can do that. However, he says, yeah, but where is our chametz and our cabinets? That's not karka, so what's agav? In other words, that's what Reb Nissen Karelitz wants to know. So he says, chiddush, you know, you have to go through shas to see when this works or not. Here, the chametz is in a cabinet which is only connected to the wall. It's mechubber. That's considered mechubber. And then Kinyan Agav works. So if we have chametz here in any of these cabinets over here, okay, we're going to do Agav. Agav, the cabinet, you're also going to get the chametz. And therefore, the Bachrim would have to write in their shtar. And we're going to use the Kinyan Agav, where the chametz is. So now we know what's being in the shtar itself is included, that these Bachrim are giving that Agav, that's only they're selling. They're not seem to be selling the room. They don't own, they're not owning, according to Nissen Karel, they're not giving the room. They're giving the Aroinus. That's all theirs.
Unless it's on the floor.
What?
Unless it's something on the floor.
It's Agav anyway. Because once you have Agav somewhere, then it works for all the Chametz. That's what we do everywhere. I'm saying we always do that.
Even if it's not, even if it isn't a cab, why did they come out and call it like Chavroistan? They
own
the
Rishal, the Karka. Yeah, but how am I being kind of the other chametz, like we're saying, so that's not in the...
They say Agav.
So I need Agav, but I need Agav.
So it doesn't need to be Tzurin, it's very nice.
Very good. But I need the cabinet, so it means I'm using that... What's the Agav here? We're using the cabinet as the Karka.
We makna the chametz in the cabinet,
nothing to do with
the cabinet.
Yeah, but how am I being makna? We always want to use Agav by chametz. That's one of the kinyanim we have to...
It's as if it's floating in midair, and I'm still being makna
Agav. Agav what?
Agav the ground, Agav where his bed is. His bed is on the floor.
But he's not doing that. He's not giving his bed area. He's wanting to.
Let him give the shame.
So then the manal has to say, listen, you could say, but that's what I'm saying. He must be just going on that you're actually doing it in a more of a legitimate way. You're not giving this under the bed. You even have to mark off the area. He's saying, here, I'm giving the guy, this cabinet belongs to you. He wants to make it much more of a document which makes sense. And Sam is like we just...
Why? Wrote. I don't know. Rav Gamliel said when he was on the board, he said, that four amas, dal by dal over there.
Very good. So he marked off the four amas. But you still have to mark off where your four amas is. He has to have a specific spot. What's he know? He has to know what he's buying. Exactly. What's he buying? He's got to know what he's doing. In order, so let's go a little bit let's go further over and understand shul. So in shul over here, we have chametz here maybe in our talesim. Who has to check for chametz? So I'm going to show you a machlekes mishabur and aruch hashulchan, and hopefully that will help us a little bit understand how to answer, better understand this yeshiva bacher. But the chinesiyos about the midrashes says the mechaber ni bedikim neishat tinakes mechikus of the chametz. The children bring in chametz. Our children come in with chametz. We have chametz. In those days it was just the children. Now we ourselves full of chametz. Says the mishabur, maradika mishabur, tzrichim bedikim when belel yudalid lar aner. Vamishamshin and those that Vashamashim ain't in his heart and live like Belaila. People are not doing this. Yeah, we get a cleaning crew and they clean out the shul. But it's wrong, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'tzarech la'aziram. Okay, someone has to do bedikas chametz on the shul, on Yudalid. You can even make a bracha on this b'dika. I will ain't sarach lebata lacher b'dika. That I don't need to do. Why do I have to be lebata? It's not my chametz. Fisha ain't and yichayim lebata. It's not our chametz. So someone in the shul here has to do b'dika, and that person who does b'dika doesn't say the kol chamira because it's not his chametz anyway. Oh, but he's got to do the b'dika. He's got to get rid of the chametz out of it. Now, could he destroy the chametz? It's not his. But I guess you tell everybody in the island, whoever leaves chametz here over Pesach, we're getting rid of the chametz. Anybody who has chametz over here, we're getting rid of it. So I mevatel it, I don't have to, it's not mine. But to do bedika, I have to do bedika. What do you see from the Mishnah Berurah? And it's a yisoid in, it's a, if you think about it, it's a really, and I try to see others, I found the Marsham and the Das Torah. You see from the Mishnah Berurah, that chiyah bedikas chametz is like Rashi Shita, and not Tosis, I'm sorry, Mishnah Berurah. The problem is I might come to eat it. So if there's chametz in the shul, you see it's not because it's your chametz, a Bal Yiram Bal Yimatzeh. There's no Bal Yiram Bal Yimatzeh over here. It's not my chametz. And still what do we see? That the Mishnah Berurah is saying, not your chametz, but someone has to do bedika on the shul, and on that bedika on the shul, you make a bracha too. So for the reason itself that I might come to eat chametz on Pesach, that's enough of a reason to say you can make a bracha on bedika's chametz. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, no. V'nir l'ani es da'iti, d'la ta'isa shekasu imsachin l'cha terutzu l'cheni tzuicha bedika yesh l'yava b'val yirah, ein tzorech bracha l'bedika's Pesach Knesset. Sharan Lem Bailim. There's no Bailim. Who's over? Bal Yirah. It's a bias of Hefker. Oh, it's a bias of Hefker. So why are we even, like I told you before, who needs Bedik altogether then? Then Lem Adah Gizbar. Maybe the Gizbar or the Shamish is over Bal Yirah. Because you could say, I don't want this Chametz, right? No one wants the Chametz. Does anybody want the Chametz? No. The Chametz Hanimtz is Hefker Gomer L'chol Adez. Pshita Shaloy Al Kiyoyit Abizeh. There was never Takanas Chachamah Adiku. L'chei Mirali. Don't make a bracha, but check. What are you checking for? Why do I need a check? We just said that there's no chiyah bedika. Is he chayshish v'shitas Rashi? That means it seems that he's being chayshish v'shitas Rashi that he might come to eat it. So a shul, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, needs a bedika without a bracha. We have a machlekes Mishnah Berurah HaShulchan. So Ramayisha says you have to follow what the Aruch HaShulchan says, and we need to do a bedika. However, you can't make a bracha because it's not your chametz. So. Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, it's both. That's what we're going to see right now. It's both. That means it's I have a chiyah bedika on the night of bedikas chametz because the chacham said do bedika. Once you have a chiyah bedika, that's where Moshe Sternberg's chiddush here. It's a chiddush gadol. But what you're saying, Yitzi, is what he brings up. Is it my chiyah? Is there a chiyah that have to do bedika, or the makam needs a bedika? How do we look at it? Is it a chiyah aguf or is it a chiyah on the makam? If it's a chiyah on the makam, so we're back to the shul. Why are we? I understand if it's going to, so maybe it's nagei, and that's what the Mefarshim say. Which reason is it? If you learn like Rashi, Shemel Yavala Ichloi, I don't need, then it's the Makim, right? I might come to eat it. If you're learning like Taisis, that it's Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, then it's a Chiv on the person. So that's how they explain the Machlaikas, Rashi and Taisis. Is it on the Cheftzer in the brisker world? That's how they explain it. Is it on the Cheftzer or is it on the Gavra? But if you're going to hold like both of them, so now it's going to be on both. Very good. So that's what we're going to see right now. That's what Ramesh Shtambach wants to tie in. So for all of us that have children in dormitories, it's very negative. So now that let's go back to our question over here. The chametz is their chametz. They're not theirs. Like Avrami said, Shama Yavala Eichloi, they're not there. How are they going to come to eat it? If they don't own the room, and it's not their room, so there's no makam either doesn't need, because it's not their makam. So who needs bedika? Shama Yavala Eichloi, I'm not going to do. I'm not even there. I locked it up. I'm not around. The problem is that the makam itself, Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh, so it now it's going to depend on Rashi and Taisis. Says Rav Moshe Sternberg, at the beginning of his shuva, he's going that the Bachram have no bialis on the dormitory. And he does make a good point. Let me bring out a very interesting shiloh. Someone, Rachmana Litzlan's in the hospital. So they want to know, does the patient have to do bedikas chametz on that room? In the hospital room. He's there now. His chametz there. So that night, someone should have to do bedikas chametz on the hospital room. Or maybe no. What do you mean? It's not his room. And the poskim over there say what we just said. The shema yevaloichle, okay, we'll have to make sure. We'll clean up the chametz over there. That room is not his room. Because they can kick him out into another room. They can move him to another room. If they can move him to another room, so then that's not your house. Oh, it's not my house. Then I don't have a chiyav. There's no bal yiron, bal yimotze. I'm after the chametz, and I should have no chiyav of chametz. And in halacha, all the poskim there agree that someone's in a hospital does not need to do bedikas chametz. He doesn't need to do bedikas chametz. Okay, the shema yavo loichle we always have. So be mafker it, and definitely the takana seems to be on something that belongs to you. And Rav Moshe Sternbuch does therefore say, why is the yeshiva different? If the Rosh Yeshiva decides that you're out of this room, you're in a, I'm not talking about a dira like in the mirror, where all the boys are staying together, it's their dira. But in a regular dira, a regular dormitory setting, where the boys can be moved from one dira to one room to another room, why is that different than the hospital? Why is that different? Why would they need a bedikas chametz? Even if it's their chametz, fine. It's their chametz and someone else, we just said, the chiyah bedikas chametz. It's not, you need a bias. Without a bias, I don't need. If I have chametz in makam hefker, it's not any worse than makam hefker. This is not my chametz. Okay, I'm after it, God. There's only chiyah bedikas, I need a place. I need a house. I don't have to do bedikas chametz in the street. So, and that's what he starts with. Right, how did all the other poskim answer that? I don't understand their answer. They say, no, it's different than a hospital. Because at the end of the day, the bachram are not moving. This is their room. They know this is their, at the beginning of his mind, they give him their room. And yeah, of course, if they're unhappy with the room, they move the room. But basically, they're here for the zman. The hospital, they're looking every day to get out.
Also, they're not always moving. We just move people around.
Okay, but they're basically, it's like going back into Ochas Mezuzah. I don't know what's considered your bias or not.
In the dorm, if a guy goes away for Shabbos,
the hospital makes a decision to move. You move, that's it.
And, what, and the yeshiva, if you decide that you want to bachur in another room?
You may have a say in what's going on. You may not win, but in the yeshiva, you have a say what's going on. That's what you have a say.
I'm saying, so in the yeshiva, they can make you move too. I'm saying, but who's going
to
win at the end? The yeshiva is going to win. You don't know who's going to
win?
Okay.
Okay.
You mean the guy, so the Bach, he has more, maybe you're right, maybe that's what he means. Okay, I don't know, he kind of is
a neighbor. The hospital is an administrator to move you, they need to move you, they're going to move you. They're not going to ask you, they're just going to come in and move you back.
Right. But in the yeshiva, they technically have a right to do that too.
Yeah,
they're not
going to
do the yeshiva, you have the whole procedure. You've got all the sparring, you've got all the stuff. You don't do it in half hour. In the hospital, they just ship you off.
So I'm saying at the end of the day, it's yeshiva's room.
Right.
And they can kick him out if they want to. Okay, so at the beginning, it's a long tshuva. Rav Moshe Sternbuch wants to compare the dira to the yeshiva. And I'm sorry, he wants to compare it to a shul. And he says, it depends how you hold by a shul. If you hold by the shul that, once again, who's doing the bedikas chametz by the shul? Someone, it could be the gizbar, it could be the gabai, it could be anybody's doing the chiv. Someone's got to do bedika on this makam here. So you see that the makam needs the bedika. So here too, if you hold like the Mishnah Berurah, Shema Yavo Lo'ichloi. So he's in the shul, I understand Shema Yavo Lo'ichloi. There's no Shema Yavo Lo'ichloi. He's not there during Ben Azmanim. So that's the part I don't understand Rav Moshe Sternbuch. But look what he writes at the beginning. I'll show you quickly. We'll go, if you have a chance, it's worth it to see because he has a chiddush and we'll discuss it in a moment. If they're not renters, they're guests. I told you before. The time and the reason is keeping shichayim legarshin kol rega. Every second you can kick them out. Him levarach b'lel yadal. How can they make a bracha? Uchayim yesh balabayis umevarach b'shaloi. If there's a balabayis, meaning the sulam levarach, they anyway can't make a bracha. Even if the balabayis is somewhere else. In other words, the yeshiva has to do the bedika. V'loy shamu mimenu abracha. It doesn't make a difference. They don't have a chiyuv. Vim Cain, he holds the bachur manala to make a bracha. Argues on Rav Shlomo Zalman at this point. Kishiyesh baal abayis, this is a manala yeshiva. Kiilu kishaloi, it's his. He has to check. Oy name or maybe no. Kamashik osap, ishal baal abayis, eidu kigizbuk. V'ikar chiyiv habedika is on the mishtamish. It's his chametz. Oh, we're back to the Mishnah Berurah by the shul. Vim chayav in likvay, someone has to check. Vitzidadike agavnes, I said, shechayavin abachurim livdoik avo belibra. Argues on Rav Shlomo Zalman. In other words, the mishtamish is the bachurim. But on the other hand, maybe they can make a bracha, and he compares it to the shul setting. The shul setting is, we dive in here, we're mishtamish with the chametz over here, and the Mishnah Berurah is saying, they have to do bedika, but you can't make a bracha. So the bachurim, he says, are the same. How can they make a bracha? It's not theirs. Then he comes along and he does a 180. He says, if you look at the end, the last paragraph, the guests. Abulamaisa, ani choishesh, they're paying for the kishamashalm and hoiri abachur mehoiri abanas lamaisa to the seminaries, oil yeshiva, or they're paying the yeshiva because of their tuition. It's schirus. I, the menal, could chase them out every second. Okay, that's a tenai in the schirus. Does that say in the contract we can kick you out of the you out of the room? It doesn't say that. He say it comes out they're renting, but there's a tenai in the schirus. What? And then he writes the kivin shu seicher. They're really a seicher, and yachal livdik. You can't leave. They can't leave without doing b'digas chametz. He said, oh, this is what Yitzi was bringing. Now, this is his chisoid. Once they have a chiv bedik on their dira, so tonight you have to do bedikas chametz somewhere. You have to do a bedikas chametz somewhere. Because you have a mitzvah bedika tonight. Why? Because you should be doing a bedika on your dira. Oh, you're not there, so you can't do it there. You're going to have to get someone to do it for you in Eretz Yisrael, but you have a chiv bedika. So where's your chiv bedika taking place? So in Eretz Yisrael, you'll sell it. Fine, you sell your dira. But you never did bedika that night, and you have a chiyah bedika because you can't get out of a chiyah bedika once you have it. That's his yisayd. And I saw the Kenyan Torah learns like that also. If somehow the individual has a chiyah bedika, he can't get out of it. Oh, so what do all our guests, our children that come to our house for Pesach, they have a chiyah bedika too, so they're selling it. But they need to do bedika. According to Moshe Sternbach, you really have a bedika. You got out of your bedika according to some Pesachim because you sold it, but you have a chiyah bedika, you have a home. You're going to come to your parents in your in-laws' house. So now they have a chiyah bedika. So one eitz is they rent the room from you. They rent the room, their room where they're staying, and they do bedikas chametz in their room. They listen to your bracha. You don't want them to make a separate bracha, just in case with this whole lam this is wrong. So you know, and they're going to make. So if anyone goes away for the whole Pesach to your in-laws, you have a, even if you're selling your house, you still have to do a bedika. You're going to have to do a bedika. So my insight is like this, and this is Ramosh Shtambach. For those that are going to Orlando, so you go with a bunch of families to a house. You're selling your house over here. Good, so you didn't do bedika over there. Now you have to do bedika. Where's your bedika? So if someone does a bedika in the house over there where there's a bunch of families, yeah, but you didn't do the bedika. So you really have to be there, and this is what the place can say. You have to be there during by the Shas HaBracha, when they're making the bracha. And now you're being yaitza with their bracha. You don't want to make extra brachas, just in case this is wrong. And then you go to your room and you do bedika on your room. Because you have to do bedika on the air. But you have to rent the room because you're not renting it. You're definitely a guest by your in-laws. Or in that house. You didn't pay for the house. So that's what you would have to do in any of these cases to satisfy all of the pesachim. So just
why do you have to land up you're chipping in? Why can't you go and have their own bialos?
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they could. I'm saying, but they're not. They're going with their parents. The parents are paying. You're right. If they're going with five families, they're all bialim. And that's what he says. They're all bialim for one another. They all have a chiyah. But Ramesh Hashemah clearly says each one of them has a chiyah bedika, and you have to make him a shliach. I can make a shliach, but I'm not there. But he says it has to be bedin shlichus. That's his whole tshuva. He says that if there are five families that rent a house together, each one of them is a chiyah bedika because they're all there. So I have to tell you, when you do bedikas chametz, you're my shliach. That's what he says you have to do. Where's your bracha? So you're right. You're losing that out.
You can't make the bracha in your room?
You could. You could make your rubber. Then you for sure could.
Yeah, for splitting a house.
Right. If you're splitting a house, for sure you could. I'm talking about the people that are going away and their parents paid for them.
You're doing a bedikah, more than one place. I do it in my house, I go to my mother's.
So you don't make another bracha then? You can just use your bracha. If she wants, she can make a bracha, yeah. But she should check a little bit. Because if she just stands... Yeah, good, okay, so she's checking with you. Yeah. Okay, for those that are going up Chol HaMoed to the country, so if you're going to be there, you need to do bedikas chametz. So you can't do bedikah on Pesach itself. You have to do the bedikah before Pesach. You got to do it on your dalad. B'di'evet, if you didn't do it on your dalad, you do it on Chol HaMoed. That's because that's b'di'evet, but the lechatchila is to do it before. So you have to go up and do bedikah. It's not much of an etzah to get out of the bedikas chametz. You have to do the bedikas chametz, and then when you get up there, or you make a shliach for you. You're not doing it on your dalad at night. Okay, well, you can't do it on your dalad at night. We see. You can do it on your gimel. That's not the lechatchila, but we don't have a better eitz over here. To travel up to the mountains for 6 hours, I'll call that a bidiyavid. And now get someone to be your shliach for you. If you could get the shliach on your dalad, that's wonderful. That's not a bidiyavid. If you can't get the shliach on your dalad in the country, so you go up this week, next week, and do the bidika tov without a bracha. You're really supposed to do it at night, but again, bidiyavid, you could rely on the day. being that it's not Yudalit at night. So for those that are going up, you can't, and if you're going to a hotel, you don't have an Eitzah. When you get to the hotel, you have to do Bedikas Chametz. If you're going on Chol HaMoed, you get there, you have to do Bedikas Chametz. You don't have another Eitzah. If you couldn't do it before, you don't own it before, you're going to own it on Pesach. Really, then we go into the sugya of who had the keys before. But Lalacha, if we know that the individual giving you the apartment did not do Bedikas Chametz, so now you have to do Bedikas. So if someone's going to Orlando just for Chol HaMoed, who was there the first day is in this home. If it was another Jew, you could rely on their Bedikas Chametz. But if it wasn't another Jew and they were Goyim, when you get there, you're going to have to do Bedikas Chametz. And you're going to have to check to make sure that there is no Chametz even on Chol HaMoed itself. The, just one divrei agada before we go.
You can't rent it without a chametz.
Sorry?
Rent the room without a chametz.
Okay, but then we're back to the Shem Yevel Eichla and the other things here. I don't know, it gets complicated then. Because maybe you don't know who was there before. Maybe there's kosher food there. You don't know who's there. Now it's in your place. Shem Yevel Eichla. We're always back to the Shem Yevel Eichla problem. And now you rented it too. So now it's your house. I have a chir, now I have a chir bedika on my house. So you don't have an eitzah. The, just one vart, one divrei agada before I go. But the pasuk says like this. I saw this based on really Reb Chaim Kanievsky. But then I saw the Chassam Sofer, Moiradiki Sofer, Chassam Sofer. We're talking about Bedikas Chametz over here. Chametz is the Yetzahara, and in this case, it's the Egyptians. We're getting rid of the Kayach Hatoma, Kayach Avaydazara. And I wrote over here, therefore, as we're going to go through some of the psukim over here, the beer, when we're destroying the Chametz, we're really reminding ourselves of the death of the Egyptians. They're the Chametz, they're the Yetzahara. Says the Moiradiki Chassam Sofer like this, you actually see all the different possibilities in getting rid of Chametz by looking at the psukim, how the Egyptians died. Fire. That's the beer chametz, says the Chassam Sofer. What happened? The wind came. That's Zaira L'Ruach, the Gemara says. Throw the chametz into the wind. And then you have, at the end, of course, if you look at the next sheet, and what happened over there? Vayenar Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soich hayom. All the different ways of bedikas of beer chamit is meant. This is some sefer zvart is mentioned in the psukim over here. The okay, I really wanted to go into. Not going to have time. I'll have to do this maybe next week. Another important halacha question regarding how to tape up your chametz and when do you need a mechitza and when you don't need a mechitza. It's going to take way too much time now, and we don't have time to do that. So we're going to go all the way to the back of the sheet over there. Another divrei agada. And the Divrei Agada is on the last, we'll do the last one on the sheet, the others we'll come back to. Another wonderful pshat. Where did the Egyptians end up dying? Al Sfas Hayam, on the Sfas Hayam. Why Al Sfas Hayam? Why did they die inside the water? So I saw, and this is just because I wanted to share the oilam with a vart from Chaim Kanievsky. You have to be a Goyin and an Eloi to come up with this Teretz. So the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, he does say, it says like this, Hashem redeemed us on that day. They were dead and not dead. What does that mean, dead and not dead? So Reb Chaim says, they didn't die until after, they were spit at, and then they died. Why? Why didn't they just die? What was it necessary for that? If the whole reason is we should see that they died, so let them be spit out dead. It seems from here that when they Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Egyptians were drowning, they did not die. They died afterwards. So the halacha says, the mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas Avelus, Nei hameis hamechubar hamegufay. If a dead person is wearing decorative pieces attached to the body, kagayin wearing a sheitel, uchiyay tzibay, they become aser kimay hameis atzmai. V'davki kishem shuris b'sayres gufam. Says Reb Chaim Amar Dekavart. If they would have, we took all the jewelry, all the loot from the Egyptians. They were wearing their jewelry. We said yesterday. And they were decorated. They used to wear, their jewelry was earrings, nose rings. It's mechubar to the guf. Says Reb Chaim, if they would have died inside the yam, we couldn't have any hana from it because it's attached to the mace. Therefore, they have to die. What happens? They were spit out. Before they die, says Reb Chaim, we went ahead and took off all the jewelry from them. So it wasn't naya mace. We were allowed to have hana from all of their belongings. And that's why it says, now davening makes a new pshat in davening. We're going to speak about davening as Rumi and I are working on which sefer to do. They actually died. Nupchad and davening. They only died. Al-Safas Hayom. Why? For our benefit, we can have anah from the Tachshit and Shkayah.
Oh, very good child. But it was a god.